Welcome to Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. It wasn't just people living in the city that were hurt by Flint's water crisis. Businesses in the vehicle city also suffered. Michigan Radio's Steve Carmody reports.
Why you on 73?
A group of four-year-olds is standing in a ragged line outside the Sunny Patch Learning Center. They're waiting impatiently for their teacher to say,
"Get ready, get set, go."
With that, the kids race to the other end of the parking lot behind the daycare center, where Annette Hughes is standing. She and her husband opened Sunny Patch more than a decade ago on Flint's north side. She says it can be an up-and-down business, but during the water crisis, it was definitely down.
It was a roller coaster. You know, my business was steady, and then for a minute, the enrollment dropped. And then after all the resources started coming in, business picked back up. It's just been up and down. And right now we're on the upside, but it has been a challenge.
Annette Hughes is hardly alone. Many Flint businesses saw their profits dry up as the water crisis made people question whether it was safe to spend time and money in the city. All kinds of businesses felt the pain, but maybe none more than Flint's restaurants. The Empress of China's Mandarin cuisine has been a staple on Dort Highway on Flint's south side for nearly 30 years.
And each dish we do is cooked in the wok, individually.
Ying Wang owns the restaurant. He proudly shows me around the kitchen. The large wok steam as cooks prep the food for the day. Yang is also proud of something else in the kitchen, all the new pipes he's installed.
So you go around the restaurant, the restroom, bathroom, everywhere.
Yang owns this building outright. He says that's why he's been able to afford to replace the pipes and put in a new water filtration system. He won't say how much all that cost, but he likes to tell his customers about the investment. Still, it's been tough.
I can pretty much say I was losing money. I remember the nights, like all my workers and servers just sitting there doing nothing. And it never happened like that for 30 years.
Lin Yang says his family's three-decade-old restaurant is only now stabilizing after taking a big hit from the water crisis. Not every business owner can say the same.
There are a couple of businesses that I know of that closed, and I believe you can attribute that to some of the things that went awry relative to the water.
That's George Wilkinson with the Flint Genesee County Chamber of Commerce. He says there's no definitive list of Flint businesses that went under during the water crisis, but Wilkinson is bullish on Flint's current business climate. He points to recent announcements of dozens of new manufacturing and call center jobs in town, something he connects to Flint's recovery from the water crisis.
One man's trash is another man's treasure. And we have seen those who didn't want to run from the problem, but run to it.
Back at Sunny Patch Learning Center, Annette and Samuel Hughes are making plans to expand. They've acquired some land next to their present location. But Annette Hughes says she's still ambivalent about keeping their daycare business in Flint.
I do and I don't. I do. I don't.
I think what frustrates her the most is that she don't feel that there's support to revitalize the community as a whole. Even outside of the water crisis, the water crisis just seemed like it has brought everything to light.
Business owners say Flint needs tax breaks and incentives to lure new businesses and investment. They also want to see more people coming from outside to spend money in Flint. For Stateside, I'm Steve Carmody.